Welcome to it. It's 5:38 as we jump into the entertainment news. And a name that's leading off our segment is one that we haven't talked about in quite a while, Amy Winehouse.
She's dead, Jim.
Are you serious? When did that happen? Yeah, Amy Winehouse passed away June of 2011. Of course, joined the 27 Club. She died at the age of 27. The publication Radar Online is claiming that there is somebody coming to them who is trying to sell them basically nude photos of Amy Winehouse when she was on a drug binge.
I would imagine those exist.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not sure anyone wants to see them, though.
Well, that's the point. They're saying, yeah, no, we're going to pass. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen any photos of Amy Winehouse before drugs just ravaged her. Have you ever seen any pictures of her?
I don't remember.
She was very curvy, and she was beautiful. In a funky way, but she was beautiful.
You know, I don't get that. I mean, Amy Winehouse was only on my radar screen when she started winning Grammy Awards.
Right.
And, you know, she had that the kind of deep, soulful, funky kind of voice. And by then, she looked disgusting. I mean, she was one of those people, you know, some people look dirty.
Oh, yeah. And she looked dirty. Yeah, she looked like she lived in a crack house.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
And, and honestly, she did. That was the problem. She drank vodka by the gallon, smoked crack by the pound. And
by the pound, she wouldn't have lasted as long as she did.
I don't know, man.
And success allowed her to indulge all of those vices.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And to look at the before and after photos of Amy Winehouse is absolutely...
So are these before or after photos?
After. She was in just a drug-induced mess. They say that they've seen the photos, they've passed on them. The photos are described as being X-rated, but there's nothing pornographic about them. They show her in compromising positions, naked, and in a passionate embrace with her then-husband, Blake Fielder Civil. What a horrible situation, though. Honestly, I'm glad that nobody wants them. I don't want to see them, and I think it is just a testament to how bad drugs will destroy you. In a similar circumstance, Misha Barton, you know who that is?
Yeah, she's an actress. She was in the OC. She was also Derek Jeter's girlfriend for a while.
Yeah.
She got the gift basket in the limousine after that special night.
I think she lasted a little bit longer than that. But.
Well,
My driver will come around. There's an autographed photograph waiting for you there. Thanks for coming.
Misha Barton admitted that she had a full-on breakdown a few years ago. She says she got a DUI and ended up being involuntarily committed. She says as a result of that now, she's grown up, she's learned a lot, and she is much stronger now. She got a DUI in 2007, was committed in 2009 after a blackout drug use binge. She said, I was in a full-on breakdown and I was under enormous pressure. She says even after getting back under control, she was criticized because she got back up to a healthy weight.
She was pretty skinny back in the day.
Yeah. She was first told that she was too skinny, and then, oh, she's too big. She adds, quote, I've learned a lot. I am much stronger as an individual now. Hopefully, she will be a success story of the drugs, the alcohol, and the abuse, and comes out and is better. Okay, so let's now switch to football. New York Jets coach Rex Ryan.
He's always good for a few good comments.
Apparently, he really wants to beat the Patriots this weekend.
I would imagine.
I mean, really wants to beat the
Patriots. He and Bill Belichick don't like each other. The two teams' fan bases don't like each other. It's a pretty heated rivalry on the level of Bears-Packers or Vikings-Packers.
Well, Josh, it's more superficial. Bill Belichick, if you remember, was coach of the Jets for one day. He signed his contract. Yes, he's coach. And then the Patriots job opened up and he said, see ya, I'm out of here.
I remember that. How long ago was that?
When he started coaching the Patriots many seasons ago.
Yeah, I do. I vaguely remember that. It was like, hey, it's really great to be at... I'm sorry, what? You guys suck. I'm out of here. Wow. I do remember that. Well, anyway, receiver for the Jets, Josh Cribbs, told reporters that he had a pep talk, and a lot of the team had a big pep talk from Rex Ryan. And Rex said, gentlemen, rest your legs. And as a matter of fact, don't do nothing for your wife.
no sex before this game. Because it saps your energy. They do that in soccer, big soccer games in Europe, too.
Yeah, he
yep.
He said, gentlemen, say baby next week. I'm going to do it next week. Not I'm going to take the trash out next week.
Not even anything with the toes.
I'll take the kids to practice next week, but I got to rest for the game. I'm going to tell him to put it on paper so when I give it to my wife, I can be like, hey, Rick said that I don't got to take out the trash this week.
I don't got to? That's what, oh, bro.
I don't got to.
Really? It takes that much energy? Wow.
I don't know, man. There's been research. Now, just to be legitimate about it, there's been research that says that actually has no effect. I mean, unless it's...
Of course it has no effect.
I mean, unless it's like, whew, baby, that was great. I got to put on my pads now and go out on the field now. Then I could see where it'd be like, I'm tired. I don't want to go to... But
I don't know about it's tiredness so much as it's supposed to zap your
anger? You're frustrated.
Your energy, your testosterone level drops, and
your mojo, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can't mess with my mojo. All right. And then last night, this is the last bit for the entertainment news. Last night, something happened on South Park that has never, ever happened before.
They didn't kill Kenny?
Well, no. Well, they may have, but they didn't do it in a new episode. Last night's scheduled new episode of South Park was postponed until next Wednesday because Trey Parker and Matt Stone did not make their deadline for the very first time in the show's history. The studio apparently lost power for several hours Tuesday night, so all their computers were down.
Because they're famous for going right down to the deadline of getting episodes ready to go on the air.
Yeah, and
so
apparently
if there's any kind of delay, they're in trouble.
Oh, but this is a tech problem.
A tech problem. It wasn't because they couldn't do it. It's because they had... Now, I understand. We've had tech problems here, and it has thrown things into total utter chaos.
Yeah, but we're live. I mean, this is not like, you know, they should have stuff in the can, you know, weeks ahead of time before the broadcast date.
Yeah,
that's what most shows do.
I understand that. But there's something to be said about the creativity of going right down to the wire. There's
so they
something
can be more
rush.
Topical, and they can make jokes about the government shutdown and stuff. Yeah.
But missing this deadline is different than, say, when Aaron Sorkin is late with a script because there's a purple haze coming from the writer's room.
Right. Apparently, this was a technical glitch. Here's the only thing I'm thinking of. What if, just... Bear with me. What if, as they wrote, they saved to a flash drive or some other external storage and had some laptops nearby that they could go, oh, my gosh, the main systems are down. Finish writing the script over here or finish animating over on these computers that are on separate power supply.
Because it's not like we're talking about Avatar or something from, you know, the Toy Story bunch. This animation is not, you know, the most complicated in the world.
No, it's not. But it does still take, and I know this is going to be tech speak, it does take a long time for machines to render down the animation. The new systems, new process render while you're working, but it still takes a while. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. So there it is. That's why you didn't see the new South Park last night. Hate to do that.
What has happened right here? That Bill made it through the house, it cleared. They worked a deal out just right. I'm telling you.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.